Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Can you explain what's going on here as far as the BTF is concerned? I know that a resolution was passed to kind of challenge starting school in early February.
Well, basically, we had a meeting last night with what we call our Council of Delegates, which are representatives from all of the schools. There were approximately 80 representatives. At the meeting, there was a lot of concern about the safety of the schools and having kids return when there are conditions which we felt are unsafe. So the teachers expressed their concerns because we had sent to the district the concerns of teachers at each one of the at about 17 of the schools. And the teachers haven't heard back yet from the district that these had been addressed. We did another survey, which we'll be sending to the district today, which includes even more schools. But the bottom line is this. Teachers at the meeting expressed great concern. The meeting went from 7 o'clock until close to 10 o'clock. Expressed great concern about the safety conditions in the school and health conditions in the school, and felt that they weren't safe in many of the schools for our kids to return. They were upset that the schools that did submit them, and we submitted the concerns to the district, have not been answered. In other words, they have not received an answer that they have been corrected by the board. So basically what happened then is after hearing, after expressing their concerns about the safety in the buildings and that the reports that that they had filed, they had not received assurances that their conditions had been fixed at their buildings. They passed a resolution calling for the board and the superintendent to respond in writing to the concerns that they had and to the new ones, and that we were willing to work with them. The reason we were reporting them is because we want them fixed. Also asking the superintendent to reconsider based on these safety concerns, opening all the schools on February 1st, and also then authorizing the BTF, if necessary, to go to court to ensure the safe return of our students.
All right, two things. What are some of the specific safety concerns that teachers have? Actually, we'll just start with that one, and I'll ask the other question afterwards.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me give you an example, a couple of examples. First, about 46% of the the teachers that responded said that there weren't enough surgical masks for the students. Another 61% of the teachers felt that the classrooms weren't sufficiently sanitized. Another 60% felt that they didn't have enough custodial staff and supplies to keep the buildings clean. 67% said that there wasn't even warm water in all of the bathrooms so that the kids could clean up. 82% of the teachers felt that there wasn't adequate ventilation. 56% felt that there wasn't enough distance in the nurse's office for kids to socially have social distance. But basically, those were just some of the concerns that the teachers raised. And there really was concern that they hadn't been notified that they'd been addressed by the district.
All right. And so you said that teachers were asking the superintendent to delay the start past February 1st. When would the proposed start be? Or is it just a matter of meeting the conditions that they feel necessary?
We would hope that they could get it, get everything fixed, and have safe conditions for our kids to return by February 1st. If the district wasn't willing, didn't give assurances to all the schools that these safety conditions had been improved, so that the kids could return safely. The teacher said that what we should do is we should go to court to try to make sure that the kids can return in safety, so they don't we don't become a California.
Is there any concern at all among teachers that this will ostracize parents who've had their kids at home with them for almost a year now without attending school in person?
Well, first of all, I think you need to know that our teachers want to be back in school just as much as the parents want their kids back in school. This has been very stressful for them. They've been working until into the evening to contact parents and students. And it's been very stressful for the parents. So teachers, just as much as the parents do, want to be back with their kids. However, we don't want to have them, and the teachers don't want to have them return, with the possibility that the virus will be spread within the building and also and carried home to the parents and to the grandparents.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add, anything you think that our audience should know that I may have missed?
No, the bottom line is, the bottom line is that the teachers want to be back with their kids just as much as the parents want them back in school. But we want to make sure that when they do return, that those buildings are safe and that they don't bring the disease into the school and transmit it back to the parents and also to the community and to the grandparents. And hopefully that will be done quickly.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.